The following 5 seconds will be silent to observe the passing of our friend and longtime site member, Scott Kane.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, to episode number 97 of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason. 97, huh?
97.
Getting up there in the numbers, man.
Yeah.
We got another full one today, gang.
Right.
Start off with some cool news. Everybody's struggling for tidbits of information. Well, guess what? One came down the line, and it pretty much just confirms what we already knew, but at least it was confirmation, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Ed Pieper, general manager of Chevrolet and good friend of ours, on June 29th, sent out a memo to all Chevrolet dealers stating some facts about the next Camaro, evident from the whole buzz behind the Transformers movie. And we're not going to bore you with all the cool details because most of you guys out there already do know it. But if you want to read the confirmation, we've taken that thread and stuck it to the top of the general 2009 Camaro News and discussion forum. Check it out. It's a good one.
This is basically a fact.
Yeah, but it's hardcore confirmation. Is that the first confirmation we've gotten on anything detail-wise?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
the dealers must be getting pretty inundated with questions, you know. Especially with the Transformers movie, of course.
Yeah, especially with all those suckers that want to go out and spend more than what the sticker will be or who want to put on a $10,000 deposit on it. There's some cool stuff in there. You got to check it out. And speaking of the Camaros and all that, don't forget that you're going to be able to see them in person pretty dang easily later this August.
That's right.
Big old 40th anniversary of the Camaro and Firebird, along with a bunch of other crap.
Yeah, of course. We got to plug that because we got a summit at the same
time. That's right. August 10th. At the Holiday Inn right across the street from the Tech Center where the big celebration is at, we're going to put together a little shindig, a little soiree for everybody just to meet up, and we'll give out some cool prizes, and it's just a member meet and greet. We've never done one and always wanted to.
So be there.
Yeah, that's right. Check out the forum that we created specifically for this event. And like Chris said,
be there.
That's what he said.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, apparently I got a busy week ahead of me.
Why is that?
Because 1,500 Camaro Z28.com diecast cars are supposed to show up within the next few days.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I got my work cut out for me because they're almost all sold, and well, I had to sell them sequentially because they're limited and numbered and all that crap. I got about 10% left, according to my calculations.
Wow.
Yeah, so about 150 or so. It's a loose calculation, but it's, yeah, big deal, man. So anybody who's chomping at the bit to get their cars, I hope to have them out within a week or so in the mail and off to you. The only problem is that the Scott Settlemyer Signature Editions, there was a free option at the beginning to help kind of kickstart sales. Well, Scott's schedule is pretty tough these days. He's literally all over the map.
Yeah.
And he may not be able to sign them as quickly as what we wanted him to. So those who chose that option may not get them right away.
Mm.
So don't get angry at me if you start seeing people post that they got theirs and you didn't get yours because you did want the signature. Don't worry, it'll be worth it because they also come with that certificate of authenticity, too.
Beautiful.
That's right.
So we got this contest going on this month.
That was a mistake.
Oh, my God. I think everybody and their brother and sister want this Nitrous Express kit because we have gotten the most amount of voicemails in 1 week ever.
Staggering. We got more than we can play.
Yeah, there's no way we'll be able to fit all these into the podcast. So we just want to let you know that if you do have a voicemail in, you are entered into the contest.
As long as it's a qualifying voicemail, right?
Yes.
You know, it's got to be something of
substance.
And
most of them were.
Yeah. Some were kind of bizarre.
Yeah. But, you know.
But the whole gist of it is, call in, leave us a voicemail, give us something to talk about, and we'll assign your voicemail a number. And at the end of the month, we will use a random number generator and pick a number. And the number of the winner wins
an awesome Nitrous Express kit.
That's right. We got some runner-up prizes, too, some cool stuff.
Yeah.
The very first, I made a little, you know, wager. I don't know what the hell you want to call it, but I made a little offer. Yes,
yeah,
that's it.
Offer.
Yes, that's it. The very first voicemail that came in wins a free Camaro Z28.com diecast car.
Right.
Just simple as that.
Yeah.
You know. The funny thing is we didn't get a voicemail until, what, Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah, I think it was Saturday. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, geez, I hope I can give
it. Yeah, the show was released on Friday, so yeah, it came on Saturday.
It was late Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think it was going to happen. And then that just opened the floodgates. We've gotten probably, 30 or 40 voicemails?
At least.
Yeah, so I guess we better pick a few of them to play on the air.
Yeah, we thought we'd pick a few.
But if you don't, like Chris said, if you don't hear your voicemail, it doesn't mean that we didn't like it or that
we didn't get it.
We didn't get it. Yeah. It's just that we don't have the time to do it. Otherwise, this would be one long, boring podcast. worse than what it already is. So we're going to start by playing the first one that came in.
Hey, this is Driving Ziggy. I was wondering if you could direct me to where I can get one of those high-rise double-pump carburetors like they had on the Camaro in the Transformers movie. So please let me know. Feel free to burn up my inbox with any information on where I can get one of those, especially since it looked amazingly like some kind of hybrid Hillborn crossfire fuel injection system.
What was that? I like that.
Driving Z.
Driving Z. You got yourself a free CamaroZ28.com diecast car.
Get a hold of us. We'll send it out to you.
Yep. Just shoot me an email directly, jason@CamaroZ28.com, and let me know if you've already purchased one, because then I can just combine the shipment.
Yeah.
But since, the subject was brought up, I think about that part, how the chick in the Transformers movie was just not accurate at all.
Yeah.
She could have said it was made out of firewood, driveway gravel, and ran on shampoo. And as hot as she was, I would have been like, yeah, cool. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. That's great. Bend over that hood, lady.
And, mentioning the Transformers movie, that seemed to be a theme in a lot of the voicemails we got as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And that just shows you the impact that the movie's making. And it's making a huge impact, which I think prompted the Ed Pieper memo that we mentioned before. So we got another one that we just kind of half randomly picked.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the LT1's Rule from the Camaro Z28 site, which is an awesome site. The lottery thing that you got going here is pretty cool. Somebody can win the nitrous kit. And I think it would be pretty neat if everybody got together and had a lottery like every 3 months like this, where everybody could donate like $5 a piece if they wanted to be in on the drawing, and take that money everybody put in after everybody gets in on the drawing and we know who's in, and we find out how much money we got for the drawing. Everybody could put in what they would like for a part that's in that price range, and then every 3 months, whoever's in on it, whoever donates, is in on the lottery, and you pull a number, and the part that they've wished for, whatever, whoever wins it, as long as it's in that price range, would win the part. I think that'd be pretty cool. I mean, $5 a person, something like that, I think would be pretty good. Yeah, that's sort of my comment there. My idea, I think it would be pretty neat, keep everybody pretty glued to it every 3 months to see if they could, win something off the site. And yeah, that's all I got to say. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
Thanks a lot for that voicemail. It's not a terrible idea, but Chris and I are pretty, we just don't want to, we're not happy about taking somebody's money without giving something in return to everybody
exactly,
who does it,
yeah.
Whether it's a service like our premium membership program on the site, or in which case, we're giving away a nitrous kit for free. We're not going to ask for money out of everybody, because when it comes to a money raffle, there's only one person that's happy in the end.
Yeah.
So,
and then, someone's going to probably accuse us of, ripping off the money or fixing it, or we're not going to have any independent company come in and verify all that kind of stuff. So
we just rather give stuff away for free, and
that's a cool suggestion though.
Yeah, it is. Not bad. Wish we could. Got a couple more here. The next one is from our good friend Grippenfelter, longtime member of the site.
Hi, this is Grippenfelter calling from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Just calling to enter the contest, and it's good to see the site getting involved with such things as the Nitto Tire Contest with Super Chevy, and with bringing out the diecasts of the 5th-gen Camaro and whatnot, and hope to see more.
Good to hear from you, Grip.
Did that cut off?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was
like,
it.
Sounded like it cut off.
Oh.
Always good to hear from him.
Yeah.
He's been on the board for quite a while. I know he provides pretty good tech support, tech advice, and good to hear from him.
Yeah.
So thanks for the kudos on that one.
Yes, I was just calling to tell you how awesome your site is. I may not drive a Camaro, but I drive a Trans Am with an LT1. And what's great about your site is poor folks like me actually get to look and see what people done to their cars and see what works, so I don't go wasting my hard-earned poor folks' money on stuff that doesn't work. So that's what I love most about the site, and let alone the people are just awesome. You know, you put something on there, usually within 5 minutes I've got something telling me what I need to do, what could help. I mean, what more could you ask for, especially out of a website? You know, people are just waiting in front of their computer just to answer your question. What more could you ask for? Hey, if you have any questions and I can help you, I'm Green96TA on CamaroZ28.com. Send me a message and I'll help if I can. My Poe advice may give you some real fast times. Bye.
Very cool.
You're the kind of guy we want to have at our summit.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to come up here to Detroit August 10th. We'll see you there. You can give us some Poe advice. and word to you, Poe folks. All right, let's hit one more, huh?
Hey, this is Tatman. There's four things that makes this world go round. CamaroZ28.com, you should be a premium member. Camaros, you should have one. Nitrous Express, you know you need one. And, of course, tattoos. You know you want one. Hey, I got to win this prize. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye. Once again, this is the Tat Man.
Sweet.
Tat Man.
That's right. You need to come up here, too. You can ink me up when you're here in Detroit.
That was cool.
That's cool. We had a lot of people saying, you know, pretty much just calling and saying, hey, I want the nitrous kit. I want to go fast. Well, you know, we all do. Come on now. But, Like we said before, if we didn't play yours, it's not that we didn't like it. It's just that we, heck, man, you know, this would be a boring-ass podcast. Much more so.
Well, I know there's a lot more of you who want to get your voicemails in. So all you got to do is pick up the phone and...
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast... Call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's just that easy.
Yep. Leave your message. And
go ahead. Fill up my voicemail box again.
Oh God. Oh, boy. The response is great. It really is.
Yeah, it's really good.
How do you get people to call into your podcast? Give away a nitrous kit. You get the 31 flavors of different people, which is cool. It's really cool. So keep them coming. That's how to do it. You got a couple minutes to do it. The more substance, the more we'd appreciate it, so we can have something to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so, last night, we did a little radio gig thing here, and we were interviewed for. I guess it's a sort of a podcast. They play music though.
Kind
of,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, called Torque Radio.
It was fun.
TORQRadio.com.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot more casual than ours.
Mm-hmm. And we had good fun.
Yeah, they just kind of hit us with some questions.
Mostly about the Camaro, of course, and the Challenger.
Yeah, a little bit R-rated here and there. But it's real casual. But
if you want to go hear that interview, go to TorqueRadio.com.
T-O-R-Q.
Right.
Radio.com, right.
Yep.
Check it out. And I guess that's going to do it for this podcast.
Yeah. What?
Got a little secret.
What's that?
Go to CZ28store.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Right now?
Well, if you want. Look what I did.
Wow.
Yeah, put all my projects in one spot.
Amazing.
Yeah, more stuff coming down the pipe. So all you podcast listeners, this will just be our little secret. CZ28store.com. Check it out.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
We got more voicemails to review, and then we'll be back at you next week. And I guess that's it.
We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.